Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning with Mike Spain. He's the associate editor of the Times Union. Good, sleety, freezing, rainy, snowy morning, Mike.
Yeah, it's quite yucky out there, and you can testify to that since you drove in early this morning.
Absolutely, and of course you can testify to the fact that there was a power outage where you are in the Schenectady area, and certainly we've seen some other places like Otis, Massachusetts, and all the schools, of course, now canceling classes for the day. It is bad out there, and we just urge you to be cautious. And if you don't have to go out, don't. But if you're a skier and you like winter weather, if you were listening yesterday as the Governor Cuomo gave a speech from Plattsburgh, New York, from the airport, he says he wants to make the order-run ski areas in New York like places like Vail, a major attraction.
Yeah, it's good news for the North Country. The governor was up there as he's been touring the state, making all these kinds of special economic development announcements. The state wants to spend $20 million to add attractions and do some long overdue upgrades to Whiteface and Gore Mountain ski centers. The governor says it will include building the longest mountain coaster in the U.S., which would be like a summertime luge, and also a zip line at Whiteface, which could be one of the biggest zip lines in the United States. That will help make Gore and Whiteface year-round resorts, and the upgrades will help them compete with Vail, Colorado, and Utah, and all the other places that seem to draw the full-time skiers who just love that stuff. It's all part of an economic development program aimed at the North Country, which really needs it, and this is good news, and it's a step in the right direction. It's been a little vague up there because the Olympic Regional Development Authority has been struggling, and we had a big story about that on Sunday, but this is going to be a step in that will probably help reverse that.
Mike, what is Foxconn?
Foxconn is that Chinese-based company that builds iPads, Apple iPhones, and is a major supplier, and they want to build in the U.S., and they want to find a place quickly. They want to build a $7 billion flat panel display screen factory. They're looking at Pennsylvania, but the chairman of Foxconn told reporters over the weekend in Taiwan that he wants to move fast, and if other states want to lure them there, they should start talking to them. As it turns out, New York State has a shovel-ready site out near Utica at the Marcy Nano Center. It was going to be where the Austrian firm AG was going to build a chip factory, but they backed out. The state has the site ready. They have $600 million set aside as an incentive. So some people are saying, why aren't we talking to Foxconn? And their mum about that, but presumably they are, and that could be a big boon for New York.
We'll watch all of those stories as they continue. We've been speaking with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. You can go to timesunion.com to read more about that or other stories. Today, Mike, we always thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David.